Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his phone there down in the Southland. Hi, Larry. Hey, Stuart. A lot of things going on. May not seem like it, but there is a lot of news. And I want to touch, first of all, the latest news is that Hurricane Delta is a Category 2, made landfall near Creole, Louisiana, kind of in between Houston and New Orleans. And it's a big storm, I guess, isn't it, Larry? Pretty good size.
Yeah, it's pretty big. And the anomaly of it all is all of these hurricanes basically have come in on the Gulf Coast at the same location.
Yeah, it's almost like they're kind of being steered, but we really shouldn't be talking about that kind of thing. We probably get censored, as we have found out many times. The censorship is increasing time after time after time, folks, and pretty soon, just like the Lord Jesus Christ said, the darkness is coming, and no man can work at all. And that's where we're headed. And nobody seems to be rising up to stop Twitter and YouTube or any of these other, Google for that matter, to break them up under antitrust laws. That's not going to happen. It's kind of like deep state and the people that they've had the evidence against Hillary Clinton for I don't know how long. Should not even been indicted. Barr's not going to do anything. He's deep state. None of them are going to do anything. I'd be amazed if any of these people actually go to Gitmo or wherever. What do you think about that, Larry? It just seems kind of strange that nothing is done with any of these people except Trump people.
Well, it's odd. It's very odd at the present time that General Flynn, who they've came out now with documents that indicate he was never even investigated for a crime. This was a setup from day one, and the DOJ knows it. And I heard Tom Fenton today say, well, why is his case still open in the Department of Justice? Why wasn't that closed out a long, long time ago, and why is he still in the court system? Stuart, I don't believe they can turn this around. I think that we've already had a takeover, basically, of this country. And, of course, the people slept through it. And, I'll just be shocked if anybody goes to jail on the left.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the communists have been infiltrating our nation for a long, long time. People ridiculed Joe McCarthy when he went after him. And, of course, he made some mistakes by going after just about everybody, whether they were communists or not. But the fact was, he was absolutely right. And that was years and years and years ago when they started infiltrating. And if you go into the Illuminati writings of various types, you will find in there that that's exactly what they wanted to do. They would infiltrate the pulpits and destroy Christianity from within. Well, they've done that. Christianity today isn't even Christianity. I don't know what you'd call it, but it's certainly not anything to do with real Christianity. It's so far gone. Then you've got your judicial system. They've infiltrated the judicial system. The communists now are called Democrats or progressives, but they're actually communists. And what we're watching is a communist coup. It's a takeover, and they're following the book. They're following rules for radicals. They're following the Illuminati guidelines, and they infiltrated just about everywhere, all the way down to your even your local governments have liberals now that are literally communists. And they infiltrated our universities and our high schools, even all the way down to probably kindergarten level. It's very subtle in how they do it. It's very, very clever. And that's one of the reasons we've had so much trouble on our university campuses, because we have communist professors that have taken over. And they don't want anything to do with capitalism. Well, I think what the Lord's going to do is, look, if this is what you people really want, this is what you dream about, I'm going to give it to you in spades. And then you'll have a lesson about what communism is and how it works and what it does. That is, after all, the millions and millions of people are dead, having been rounded up and slaughtered. Remember Mao in the Cultural Revolution? Do you remember the French Revolution? Well, the revolution we're seeing today is really a French Revolution. And it's in America instead of France. And then you've got people like Mao, and you've got Hitler, and you've got Stalin, and you got Pol Pot. And evidently, humanity never learns anything, which is why they're fallen. They're incapable of even recognizing they're fallen. They can't do that, after all. That'd be a blow to our arrogance and the haughtiness of humanity. What do you mean we're fallen? Well, that means you can't have the Bible around either. And now we're hearing stuff out of the communist left. Well, it's them dirty, rotten, filthy white Christians that are the problem here. And you're hearing more and more of that kind of rhetoric. What do you make of that, Larry? I think the persecution is going to come rapidly, and particularly if Biden gets in. Well, I want to get into that election, too, a little bit. What do you think?
Well, it's very interesting. I've been watching a little bit of Jim Cazavale, who's got a new movie out called Infidel. And
yes,
I think I've read a couple of his remarks, but he's been warning since this film came out, and he's been trying to warn the church. He said that they're coming after you, and you better get ready. But, of course, most people's not listening to that.
Well, even Trump said that. He said, they're not coming after me. They're coming after you. And he was talking, of course, to conservatives, people who believe in the Constitution, motherhood, apple pie, and Thanksgiving, and all those. And now we're even hearing rumbles about changing the times and the laws. Exactly as Daniel the prophet said they were going to do. He thinks to change times and laws. You are watching it unfold right under the noses of the world. And the world, because it does not believe in the Bible, does not believe what the Bible says, is clueless as to what's really happening. And unfortunately, global deep state, the people, the elite, the so-called rulers, are also clueless. Oh, they think they got this thing wired up. Oh, we're going to do it. And we're going to be dancing in the blood and guts of the constitutionalists, the Christians, and anybody who opposes us. Unfortunately, they didn't read the book of Revelation, where Jesus Christ is going to be stomping on their blood and their guts. This is brutal. I don't know if many of you look at nature, or you can go on YouTube and watch the brutality of nature, and you go to Africa and you watch these different lions and tigers and rhinos and all that fight and slaughter each other. Well, that's coming to humanity. It already is here, big time. By the way, speaking about that, what's going on over in Armenia? I know they're still fighting, but I haven't heard much.
Well, that's because the news media is making it a non-event. They're fighting every day, 24/7 over there, and you know, and we've shared about this and talked about this before. But I had wondered what was preventing Putin really from going in and actually striking in that region, and I may have a clue on that because I have found out information that the pipelines that deliver oil and gas to Europe itself run through that region where the fighting is occurring at the present time. And, of course, we are all historically aware over the last few years that Europe gets their gas and oil from Russia. So that's, that's basically, no matter who says it's theirs, that's basically Russians' pipelines that are running through there and very vulnerable. So I think Putin is on a pause right now because any extension of that warfare could interrupt, you know, the energy and the gas. And as a matter of fact, what's interesting, Stuart, we're just now over in Europe beginning to go into winter. So this is going to be extremely, a really bad time for this to begin to happen.
Yeah. And, of course, most of these wars, folks, if you really dig into the background, are energy wars. And we're fighting for the dollar supremacy. But we're about to lose all that. All your gas and oil were dollar-denominated. Well, they're getting away from that now. And we're going to have a major, big, total reset. It's going to be very, very bad. You may remember when Donald Trump was running for office back in 2016 and so on, he warned the American people of a financial reset. And he said, well, I'll just try and make it as fair as I can for the American people. What he was really telling you is that the globalists have taken over all of it, and when the time is right, they're going to destroy the United States dollar. It's this COVID stuff, and they're piggybacking cryptocurrency on it, lockdowns on it, and tracing on it, et cetera, et cetera. We get into some of that. Larry, what is this Dutch Sense alert? Getting back to, I'm going to kind of wander around tonight. Major seismic unrest, U.S. Pacific and the Midwest. Your friend, who's kind of sensitive to these frequency waves that emanate, what's his take on this?
Well, I did get an email from him, and he indicated that, and he's very sensitive and usually very accurate, but he's picking up deep, I guess you could say really, really deep movement in the earth. Matter of fact, it reminds me a little bit of Anton Johansson's disquieting in the planet. But he's saying 3 or 4 days we're going to see some bigger quakes, and they may tie in also to California. I noticed today there was a lot of quake activity all the way from Southern California up to Los Angeles. So that along that plate is really, really becoming active.
Yeah, and I wonder when that's going to break off, because if you look at the map, it follows the fault lines all the way up through California. It's almost like you got a big pair of scissors. It's going to soon clip that part of California off. What was that name of that movie? 2012, where the whole plates just started to fold over and go into the sea. That is actually very accurate. I know Red Elk was talking about that and how things would just break off and sink under the ocean and probably not much warning. I mean, people are getting warnings all the time, so now they don't, you know, they don't listen to them anymore. But anyway, it says here, watching California earthquake swarms from the southern region by Westmoreland to near Los Angeles. That's from your thing. So this is not letting up, I guess, from what you're saying.
No, this seemingly is. This is that Westmoreland area is down there by the Salton Sea, which is really what they call the linchpin, you know, mm-hmm. of that whole plate system. And so those faults where they come together are moving. And of course, like you said, a lot of people don't pay any attention, but this thing is ramping up.
Yeah, it looks like it's ramping up fairly rapidly, and of course we have the approach of the destroyer that's probably doing a lot of this. And this is very interesting. October 15th drill has been set for the worst-case scenario that could rip America in two with unimaginable earth changes now underway. And he's got a little map here. Hot spots across America are a forewarning of something coming on the New Madrid. And who was it? Can't think of his name. He had, you know, they've been having all these sightings of Mothman around Chicago, and I guess it's still going on. And that's usually a sign of major seismic activity. And who was it? Chuck Youngbrandt that had that vision? I know Red Elk did, too, about a huge quake under Lake Michigan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I wonder if that's part of this. I mean, the Navy has put out, or at least people say they've put out, all these different maps. One, Wisconsin, where I am, is underwater. Others have it down through Chicago, and it goes all the way down through and an inland tsunami wipes out everything south of Chicago. So I don't know. What do you think? With all this, it looks like this is coming to pass at this point.
Well, I have to say, I saw a very interesting sign today. I took my walk, and one of the churches that I walked by, they have a sign out front by the road, and it said, wanted to know, could we get 2020 uninstalled? It has a virus.
Well, yeah, we should get into that more. And by the way, we'll get into some of the articles I've got on that, but more and more scientists, doctors, et cetera, are coming forward and saying this is the biggest hoax and scam ever perpetrated on humanity. In fact, there are lawyers internationally now grouping together, suing the test people because it's a hoax. As Larry has said, and I've said, and many others have said, if you cannot isolate, and they have not, according to their own, I think it was WHO or the CDC admitted, that they have not isolated this COVID virus. Well, if you can't isolate it, how can you have a test that shows you you got it? It's, the whole thing is very, very suspicious when you really look at everything that they're doing. But getting back to these things, with the year 2020 already having cemented itself into the record books as one of the wildest and craziest years in U.S. history on many different fronts, numerous new warning signs have been coming out over the last several days that if they come to pass would kick absolute necessity of Americans to prepare into overdrive. Then he's got earthquake watcher Dutch Sense, recently been witnessing thousands of sudden bursts of heat all around the New Madrid fault zone, as well as numerous oil and gas wells flaring off, warning us within his video these hot spots seem to flicker on and off for 5 to 10 minutes before they then vanish. And it's occurring only along the edge of the North American Craton in mass events, with other flare-ups in Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, Idaho, Washington, and Oregon. Now, he also, if you follow that, has been pointing out what appears to be either microwave or Tesla weapons or something like that. Have you got any more on that, Larry? I mean, this is warfare, geo warfare.
Well, it's that's exactly what it is. Plus, even Hal Turner had a lot of images that were sent to him of a lot of the fires out on the West Coast in California that clearly show some type of beam that's doing these fires. And a matter of fact, he was showing some images a couple of days ago of vehicles that it was burnt so bad it literally melted the aluminum rims. Now, when have you ever heard of a regular fire completely melt the aluminum rims till they just run in the road?
Yeah, oh, that's a heat wave of a microwave, particle beam weapon. We don't know what it is. It's showing up on the camera. The people don't see it with their eyes. But when you take the pictures, you can see it coming down. And that's what Dutch Senses captured, too. They're orientating all of this stuff towards the New Madrid, sounding like they're going to try and break the nation apart and keep us occupied, I guess one could say that way. This scalar weapon technology and all of this is very, very dangerous. In fact, Mark Esper, Secretary of Defense, just said that China and Russia, whether you can believe that that's the truth or not, I guess remains to be seen. I don't trust any of them. But anyway, what he said, China and Russia are using space weaponry to do a lot of this. He didn't specifically say that that's what was causing all the fires, et cetera. But why would he come out, Larry, and talk about particle beam and microwave and other kinds of weaponry from space? I took it to be that's his warning to those who are smart enough to figure out what he's saying, that we're in a gigantic geo-warfare.
Well, I would have to say, Stuart, you and I have told people we've been at war for at least 4 or 5 years now. We're already at war. It's not like, Stuart, we're waiting to go to war. Man, we're already under the guns. I mean, matter of fact, we just got hit by a bioweapon. And Trump, the president of the United States, is not even allowed to call it anything from China when it came directly from China. And, you know, of course, we heard Barry talking about, too, we probably know I guess you could say the ingredients of this bioweapon, and some of it is as he said, alienated. It's alien. And it's a coronavirus. It's a normal coronavirus that animals and humans have. It's been weaponized, and it has an alien ingredient. So no wonder they can't isolate it. And this is what's interesting, Stuart. They're running around giving people tests for coronavirus, which basically the whole planet has it, and has for hundreds of years.
I don't know, folks, if you realize it, but your cells detox all the time. And what they expel is what they call an exosome. Now, some scientists got together and figured out that these so-called exosomes are identical to what they're calling CV-19. Well, if that's the case, just about everybody's expelling exosomes most of the time in just little pockets. However, if you could engineer something that forced the body to detox itself over a very short period of time, it would kill you. And I think something is going on in that way, I don't know what this is, a nanobot or what they have engineered, but remember the lady who came from, she worked at that biolab in Wuhan, and she's come out twice now and said, this is an engineered bioweapon and sent to us as a gift, I guess, from China. And like you said, Larry, I mean, anytime the president talks about it, well, he's He's a bad dude. He's a bad machine. He needs to be replaced. Speaking about that, commission bill on the president's fitness to serve. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Friday announced and unveiled a measure to create a congressional body that would examine President Donald Trump or any other president's fitness for office and probably invoke the 25th Amendment. The legislation would create a commission to allow Congress to intervene under the 25th Amendment to the Constitution and remove the president from executive duties, and they're doing it 24 days to go before the November 3rd election. Now, this is interesting because of what Trump said. He said, this is not about me. This is about Biden. And what they're going to do is they're going to remove Biden. Harris will come in as president, and then they'd have to have somebody fulfill the vice presidential role, which would probably be Nancy Pelosi, or she could appoint somebody like Michelle Obama or maybe Hillary or some other communist type. What do you think, Larry? I mean, I thought it was very odd that Trump himself would come out and say, well, it's not for me. Well, of course, if he wins, it will be for him.
Yeah, it's. I was listening to Andy McCarthy today on Lou Dobbs, and that's what Andy McCarthy was saying. He said, this whole thing is completely nefarious, and he said it appears to him that, you know, they could try to use this against Trump, but he says he thinks behind the scenes they're really prepping Biden for Biden's removal as soon as he's sworn into office, and then Harris will be set in, or Pelosi, as actually the president. So, yeah, it's a coup. I don't know why America can't say coup, but I guess not.
Well, you know, I don't know what to say about even, it's not just the American people, it's the people of the world. And when I did some research on Revelation chapter 18 and I started digging into, you know, you and I have often wondered, how is it that absolutely no one is showing any resistance whatever to any, well, you know, I can't remember which governor said, when you're at a restaurant, you must wear a mask, and you can only take the mask down to put food in your mouth, and then you have to put the mask back up while you're chewing on it.
Oh, that was Newsom of California.
I mean, it makes me think, you know, these guys are pushing the American people with total insanity to find out how far they can push them before there's any resistance. Well, evidently they can push them into the ocean. They won't protest. I remember
hey,
Celeste.
Stuart?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention right there that it's kind of interesting because you and I, you know, for years now, we've been talking about Jeremiah, ruler against ruler. And you know, every time we'd see the rulers fight a little, we thought, well, that's interesting. But actually, we're only seeing the rulers fight. The American people look like they're out of the game. And so I wonder, Stuart, is it by chance that down through history, and it was recorded in the Bible, that only the rulers would fight over the dregs, which is the American people, because the American people, they don't have any fight in them.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And of course, the Revelation says it's a spell. It's a witchcraft spell. And that's why they can't do anything. They don't have any defenses because they've rejected the Bible and they've rejected the Lord. And so they have absolutely no defense or any ability to recognize that they're kind of under a hypnotic trance, which is probably the only explanation that makes any sense to me, that an entire world is under this hypnotic trance, this spell of Satan. And they've done it. You got to give credit where credit's due. I mean, global deep state, those guys are incredibly intelligent. Of course, they're, you know, Satan's dupes. But nevertheless, they have accomplished a lot with this. It's almost like Hitler when he won over the people of Germany. I mean, it was like he cast a hypnotic spell with his speeches and stuff. And when I was a pilot, one of my last contract flights was with the Yes Group out of Great Britain, a big rock group. And I remember very well that one of the members, the lead guitarist, was telling me how even big rock group concerts are basically casting a spell over the attendees. And he said, that's how it works. That's how they do it. It's kind of a form of hypnotism. And I don't know, Larry, that to me is, I don't know any other explanation. How do you get people around the world to bow down? How do you even get the military in the United States to bow down and kiss the black boots of BLM, Antifa, laying actually prostrate? On one of my blogs, I put a picture of a girl bending down and kissing black boots. Well, people, that's what the book of Revelation says. You will bow down and kiss the boots of Satan himself. How do you get people to do that? I guess, what, Larry, magical spell?
I'll tell you what, it's amazing. But also, let me share something that came out today on Hal Turner.
Yes.
It's kind of a warning, if you will, and it's not, you know, it's not, you know, spread, you know, very wide. And I don't tell people to believe Hal Turner, you know, but he does have some good sources. And you know, people can put this in their rumor book or maybe their book of, on their little shelf in the closet. You might need it pretty soon, but this is just a note I made, okay? I wrote it down myself. Says, if you need anything, I mean anything, buy it before November the 3rd. And sources are warning that the left wing is planning extreme riots, widespread looting, arson attacks on the infrastructure, and severe disruptions of USA society when Joe Biden loses the election, and the coming chaos will be so severe even truckers won't run. It'll be a complete shutdown, no supplies moving. So basically that to me sounds like a warning to people that as we approach this November the 3rd election, it's going to really begin to get bad. But the plan is, and remember what Kamala Harris said. She said these riots are not going to stop.
Yep.
They're not going to stop, and they're even going to be after the election. So listen, this is it's a communist takedown of this nation, but I'm only saying that to say this. People don't have to believe that we're being taken down. That's fine. But what I'm saying is, if there's any supplies between now and November the 3rd, you better get it, because even where I live, I'm beginning to notice severe shortages of some items,
yep,
including some foods, and especially guns and ammo are almost vanished from the scene. So I'm just telling people, if you're not ready, the odds are you only got a couple more weeks, and then you may not get ready even if you wanted to and had the money.
Yeah, that's the bad part. I think people laugh at that. They mock it. And when they find out that it came true, and it's going to come true sooner or later, folks, whether it's November 3rd or before that or slightly after that, it doesn't really matter. I can remember when I was growing up, when I was a kid, my mom and dad always had a big garden, and we always had live chickens, and the neighbor had cows and pigs, that sort of thing. And all summer long, all you spent was fixing for the winter. And by the time November came around, you had a cellar full of food, and you could survive all through to the next season. And now if you did that, they call you a hoarder. You're hoarding all this food. What for? You know, you can go to the grocery store every day or every 2 days and get your canned goods. See, this is how radical changes have been. And I imagine you can probably remember that too, Larry.
Oh, absolutely. And Stuart, I miss those days. I miss the days of going to your little cellar or your little closet and opening it up and seeing all the goods that are canned and put up in jars and ready to eat. I miss those days because now if you go to a Walmart, you're surveilled and watched, and some of it you can't even get. And if you go to a dollar store, you can't find it. We're not going to have the food. And I just want to also say, Stuart, from some of the stuff I've been reading about winters, this is apparently going to be a really harsh winter.
Long and hard. Yep. And there are already more and more reports, folks, about the supply chains beginning to break. This has been going on actually for some time. I'd like to go on to Amazon and go, you know, you can type in like canned goods, or you can type in canned meats, or you can type in whatever and go down through it. And many, many times now what's appearing not available. We have no idea when it will be available again. So those are clues that something has already happened. And this was all part of that COVID hoax and fake tests. And these tests are fake tests. The experts are all coming out now and telling you this is all a hoax. As we've said before, how do you test for something that everybody has? I don't know. It's like masks. The experts, even WHO, even the CDC, before they decided that everybody should wear one, said masks are ineffective. Doctors have come forward and shown masks are ineffective. They don't do anything except harm you. And as I've surveilled all of this and what all these governors and mayors and whatnot are doing are all designed for one purpose: get your immune system lowered. You never hear them talk about vitamin D3 or vitamin C or zinc or any of these other things. They just don't talk about that. Why? Because they want your immune system compromised for whatever they're going to come out with in phase two of this whole thing. And even Pfizer, I think, can't remember if he's a VP or even higher than that, but he came out and said, this phase two is a fake. It's all based on fake tests. And that's how they panic people. Which, by the way, if you're panicked and you're in fear, guess what happens to your immune system? It gets compromised. It gets lowered. This is the most evil, satanic thing I think I've ever seen. Well, here's a headline, Larry. Round up the anti-vaxxers. Enlist religious leaders. Bill Gates warns that U.S. needs to brainstorm ways to reduce vaccine hesitancy. That amazing? And guess who makes all the money? Bill Gates. Who is this Bill Gates character? Did the people of the world elect Bill Gates? He's not even a doctor. Who elected Fauci and Birx? Who elected any of these people? Nobody. They just came forward and took it by power. They took it by deception. They wrote all these little medical things, and they pass them in secret so nobody knows about it. So then when something happens and they put you under total lockdown, like what's going on in Australia, where you can get arrested, in fact, people have been, New Zealand and all these other places, look at what's going on in Israel. Well, people are beginning to protest, so now the iron hand of authority has to come down. And that's what's going to happen here. The iron hand of authority will be coming down and slamming upon everybody. It's just an amazing thing that's happened. Easily, the people gave up their Bill of Rights, gave up their businesses, gave up their future, gave up everything.
But hey, sir, they're scrambling you again.
Yeah.
I was telling you, they're scrambling you again. They don't like what you're saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, interesting. Well, maybe they'll scramble this one, an international group of lawyers. By the way, Blog Talk Radio, don't lie to me about what you're doing. I know what you're doing. Quit lying about it. Why don't you just come out in the open and say, look, we're going to censor everybody that doesn't agree with us. We are the Ministry of Truth, and that's just the way it is. You don't like it? Too bad. We'll just round you up and kill you, which is, of course, what they intend to do anyway. So it'd be nice if they'd come out into the open, but they're such liars and such murderers, I don't think they can do that. Anyway, an international group of lawyers have brought a lawsuit that the COVID pandemic is an orchestrated hoax in behalf of pharmaceutical profits and police state control. It is the biggest tort case involving the biggest crime against humanity. And yet the people still won't do anything. When Birx came out and said, yeah, we're counting everything as COVID-19, the American people evidently didn't believe her. But that's exactly what they've been doing. Anyway, are we still being garbled?
No, you're okay now. After you stopped talking about them, they stopped it.
Yeah, well, you know, they don't want the truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. And you people in global deep state, you people in censorship, you're going to wish you'd never seen the light of day. You're going to wish you'd never popped out of your mother's womb. I don't know why you people can't figure out that prophecies 2,000 years plus ago are now all coming true and have told you what you're doing and how you're doing it. How do you explain that? You got to be a complete idiot to not to understand that somebody knew the future and pinpointed you people as the Antichrist powers that rise up in the end days. And then the Lord utterly destroys all of you. If you don't believe it, why don't you go to Isaiah chapter 24 and read what God decides to do to humanity? It's kind of like Noah's flood, only maybe 10 times worse. So anyway, this is kind of interesting. This is about targeting the president. Asking the question that nobody dares to ask publicly. Were the masks tainted? You know, they did find some testing that were all tainted with COVID-19. I think it's worse than that. I think these testing things are bad, bad news, and they're changing people's DNA already, and they're not saying anything about it. What do you think, Larry? I mean, they're beginning to ask this question.
Well, interestingly, even we've heard Barry Rothman talk about it. The Torah code seems to indicate that some of the masks were literally infected.
Yes.
And so you know, you've got the Torah code that was embedded quite some time ago, and it claims that that's what they do. It reminded me a lot, Stuart, of when, you know, we were taking the Indians' land, how the government at that time literally put, you know, whooping cough and cholera and all these terrible plagues on these blankets and clothes that they gave them. So then they came down with all that, you know, and, well, that's part of a pattern, isn't it, Stuart?
Well, I tell you what, you would think now with the Torah codes taken from documents written thousands of years ago, now we're in the age of computers, once again telling the rich men of the earth, oh, God knows all about you guys. He knows all about what you're doing. He's warned you not to do it. Psalm 2, kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish and end up in eternal hellfire. Yeah, you would think they'd figure that one out because they're not stupid people. But here's another headline about COVID, but it's not really about COVID. 98,000 businesses permanently closed. What do you think about that one, folks? And that's all because of COVID-19. What do you think, Larry?
Well, I think it's a plan, and I think this is to bring down the United States. They're
Absolutely.
Going to bring us down, and they're going to, well, the plan appears to be give it to China. China's the new darling, if you will. And as a matter of fact, China's the darling of the Democrats.
Absolutely. And I've often said that China's social credit system is a preliminary of the mark of the beast. The social credit system is total control. All the apps that they're coming out with now for everything, whether you've got it or not. There's a DARPA has come out with a chip that monitors your body. Nanobot technology is so far advanced you wouldn't believe it even if you were shown it. And when I'm talking about nanobots, I'm talking about robots that are programmed that are the size of an atom. You have no idea how far advanced this is, but we know from the Bible what their goal is, to place a mark on every man, woman, and child and actually convert them into hybrids so that they cannot be saved. And that goes all the way back into kinsman redeemer law. Jesus can only save Homo sapiens sapiens. He cannot save anybody that's a hybrid. It has to do with kinsman redeemer. And that's why back in the old days when it says that Noah was perfect in all his generations, talking about his DNA and his genetics had not been tampered with by the fallen angels. Well, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be again. So what are they doing? Tampering with our DNA, tampering with our genomes, so that we become hybrids. That's what I believe this vaccine and possibly even the tests are all about. They are to change your DNA and make you into a robotic hybrid. You answer to the queen bee hive. You may remember that Madison Albright, when she was, I think, ambassador of the United Nations, she used to wear this bee thing on her sweater or jacket, whatever she was wearing. She had this great big bee. You think that was by accident? That's what they plan to do. I will not accept any test, and I will not accept any vaccination. They want to shoot me, I guess they can shoot me. But I'm not taking it. And, I can't tell anybody else what to do. I can also tell you, though, why don't you go online for yourselves and look it all up? You can find out what the CDC said about masks. You can find out about what the WHO said about masks. It's all out there. You can find out what scientific studies about mask wearing are. You can go right out on Google and find it. Amazing, the criminal activity that's actually going on with all of this stuff. It's an incredible thing. There's a very interesting article I put in to, he said, share the article. So I did. It's in the Prophetic Insider. You read that article and you tell me what is not true in that article. You tell me what's not true. I challenge people the same thing. Did Jesus say it or did he not say it? And if he said it, did he not mean it? And if he didn't mean it, why did he say it? Et cetera, et cetera. And people will not accept the challenge. Jesus himself said, if you will continue in my doctrines, you will find out that I was telling you the truth. Well, if a person won't accept that challenge, whose fault is it? Is it global deep state's fault? No, they're no better than anybody else. They just got more money, that's all. But they're going to, Jesus Christ levels the playing field. There are no favorites. No favorites at all. It's a great leveler. Coming to the cross is a great leveler of everybody. And it's just too bad that millions and literally billions of people who in the last days decided Jesus Christ was a liar are going to find out he was telling you the absolute truth about everything and you just ignored it and said, nah, not so. And that includes global deep state. As Larry has said a number of times, the elite appear to be the most deceived of all. Would you change that, Larry?
Oh, no, I really would. And then, by the way, we've had rumors for the last, I guess the last month or more, that the rabbis in Israel have been talking to the Messiah. And Israeli News Live, and I sent you a video of that. They actually figured out who this Messiah is, and he's a former Israeli naval commander. What do you think? It just tells me that time is getting short.
Very short. The first thing I thought of is what Jesus Christ said. There will come along, just before the end, all these false messiahs. And that's what I thought of when I saw that. Hopefully the rabbis will take a very close look at this guy. Sooner or later, somebody is going to come along, and they're going to fool Israel and going to fool the world. That's the way the Bible talks about it. It's a delusionary world we live in the first place. I know people don't really believe that, but if you would get my books on frequency, and I'm not trying to sell them, you'd know what I'm talking about. You live in a matrix. The universe is under a curse. It's under a matrix, and that matrix is delusionary. That's why Jesus came here. He said, you're in a prison house. Don't you know that? You're all prisoners. So he came here to warn people they're in a prison house. Nobody gets out of here alive. So he had the key to get you out. He told you how to do it. If you won't do it, you die in your sins. It's very simple. Most people are going to die in their sins. All you got to do is go to Matthew 7 and look at Jesus turning away even his own people. I don't know who you are. I don't know anything about you guys. Away with you. So it's very, very deadly. We do have some proof, though, about how this thing has been programmed. They're expecting project closing date for COVID-19 is, on this document anyway, 31 March 2025. Isn't that interesting? That's how long they expect this thing to run out. So this is why you're seeing all of this garbage. Oh, we're having another wave. We're going to have to lock down everybody again. Can't have that. And on and on and on it goes. And it's just, it's amazing. But anyway, what do you got, Larry, for closing out here?
Well, that
doesn't get censored, by the way.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I was on a show today with Augusto, and he was very concerned on the show. He actually opened it with it, with this information and data coming out of the Chinese that have been spotted in Canada.
That's right.
And,
yes.
Of course, what's so interesting is the fact that, and you've seen the video, and also after that video, Canadians begin to call in and talk to Hal Turner, talking about how that these Chinese were there, and that actually they're in parks and you know, places like that, and the
yep.
law enforcement of Canada guards them and don't let people in. And the interesting part is, we're finding out, is this may be connected with the fires that have been in California, which is actually setting up the West Coast to become, and I know this sounds radical, to become a beachhead.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. And you may remember Red Dog. A lot of people think he's an idiot, but he talked about this invasion. And part of that invasion was coming in from the West Coast. And there are thousands of Chinese troops in Canada. Trudeau is a traitor to his people. I think he's probably sold Canada to China, basically. There was a Royal Canadian Mounted Police officer who did some big research onto China's influence in Canada, and that was 10 years ago, and he said it was immense, that they had really infiltrated everything. So don't be surprised if China literally invades, not only from Mexico, but on the East Coast and West Coast. So it'll be very, very interesting, because I believe personally that China and Canada have made a deal. They expect to carve up the United States when it falls. And so anyway, what else you got, Larry, before we vanish into the night?
Well, there does seem to be more and more, though, also talking about a return of Obama. So we really
yes.
can't count him out yet. And it's odd, Stuart, that Obama now has moved from Washington, D.C. He set up his home and his structure out in California. So it's just not by chance. This is by design, Stuart.
Yep. It's almost like, remember the movie Jericho, where they had four or five different governments vying for power. And maybe that's exactly what he's going to do. He goes to California, knowing perfectly well they'll secede from the Union, break up. We have no idea what's coming, folks, or the horrific nature of it. There are more and more people having these horrible prophecies about America and what's coming. And I know most people don't believe any of that stuff, but I'd rather prepare for the best or the worst and hope for the best. What do you think about that, Larry?
Well, yeah, and also at the same time, I'm getting more and more emails from people that are having anomalies with their communications.
Yes. Phones, all kinds of things are going on. And by the way, they're putting stuff in your phones. I was reading a couple of articles. If you see, I think it's a green dot or a red dot or orange dot on your phone that shows up. It's in the upper right. You're being monitored. Not that that's a big surprise. They've been monitoring everybody. And they're trying to be like the Father and Jesus Christ everywhere. That's the motto of the CFR, everywhere. So this is what this COVID stuff is all about. It's a draconian control network. And anyway, last word, Larry.
Oh, just keep that seatbelt on even when you're sleeping.
Yeah, it's going to start getting real dangerous. And like Larry has said, be alert of your surroundings. Be very alert, particularly for women. Be very alert about what's going on all around you.
And it's just a shame we have to live like that, but these are the times. And the Bible said that was going to happen to us. Anyway, thanks a lot, folks, for listening. I hope you have prepared. Heads up, I believe your redemption is drawing nigh. Anyway, good night. Take care.